You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
With Milwaukee Brewers, it's been a kind of a quiet start to the offseason, but I think if you look at the longer picture, the job David Stearns has done since taking over the baseball operations in Milwaukee, you have to like a lot of the moves they've made and the young talent they've acquired. One of those small moves that could pay off, a waiver claim at the very start of the offseason from the Minnesota Twins added Adam Walker, a power-hitting outfielder, hit 27 home runs in AAA last year. So he's a guy that would go to spring training and get a good look next year and potentially could be an impact guy, especially, you know, when you look at the Brewers, the big question. And I think it's more realistic now than in the last year or two when it was also asked, is what's the future of Ryan Braun in Milwaukee? I personally have been skeptical about Braun trade rumors in the past, just too much left on his contract. And he really, until 2016, he really hadn't driven the ball the way he did younger when he was building that market that got him the five-year, $105 million extension in the middle of a contract where he already had 5 years left. Now we're to a point where there's only 4 years left on that contract, and Ryan Braun is coming off a 30-home run season, his best, most home runs in a season since 2012 when he led the league and had his most productive season as a power hitter. So I know there is interest in Ryan Braun and this market where who knows what the Toronto Blue Jays are going to do if they're not able to re-sign Jose Bautista. They've already essentially lost Edwin Encarnacion, signed Kendrys Morales to replace him. The New York Mets, if they lose Yoenis Cespedes, what are they going to do? Where are they going to find that power? You can pretty much look all around baseball and find teams that could use a guy with a really good idea of how to hit and power in Ryan Braun. And certainly one thing David Stearns has done in Milwaukee is acquire the outfielders, outfield prospects that could step up and step in for Ryan Braun if there was a trade to be made. Lewis Brinson, acquired from the Texas Rangers in the Jonathan Lucroy deal last year, probably first in line. Some question whether he's quite ready for the big leagues, but certainly a guy to add to that young mix. We saw Domingo Santana, Keon Broxton get a lot of playing time last year. They have other guys, Brett Phillips, who they got from the Houston Astros. They love. He's stalled a little bit in the minor leagues, but is a guy that could come fast in 2017. And really an interesting young mix of hitters in Milwaukee. I wonder about Jonathan Villar. Not many people thought that much about him when the Brewers got him from the Astros, but his combination of power and speed really made him a standout player for the Brewers in 2016 when he was the primary shortstop. It looks like Orlando Arcia is going to step in and be the starting shortstop in 2017. Villar pushed over to third base. But you wonder if he's not a guy that some contender could step in and grab to try to maximize the value that power speed combination in the infield offers. So I think as you head toward the winter meetings, I would say keep an eye on Jonathan Villar rumors.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.